Please welcome today's speaker, Reverend Becca Beaton.
Oh, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I am so tickled to be back here with you all today in person, and especially on this Sunday to celebrate our 20 years in the chaplaincy. I am so grateful. Sure changed my life and changed a lot of lives here and around the world, as Sarah told us. So let's get started. As our dear Daily Word gal, Sarah Dacey Charles, says once in a while, let's talk about prayer, baby. It wouldn't be breaking news to anyone here if I told you that prayer is a really big deal in Unity. It's one of our five basic principles. It's a cornerstone. And this morning, we're going to explore prayer through the idea of holding the high watch. Now, in your imagination, holding the high watch might conjure up an image of a lonely soldier, helmet pulled down tight, night vision goggles looking out for the enemy. Or maybe you think about that shivering little sailor up in the crow's nest on the Titanic, seeing that iceberg emerge too late. Or maybe you think about the old lighthouse keeper going up the stairs to tend the light that steers our ships away from the rocks. Now, all movie images aside, holding the high watch is a perfect metaphor for prayer. Every religious tradition known uses prayer of some kind, and probably the simplest definition I've ever heard is prayer is talking to God, taking time out for an intimate conversation and a connection with Spirit. Our co-founders Charles and Myrtle Fillmore used affirmative prayer to heal, particularly Myrtle in her story. In Revealing Word, Charles calls prayer the most highly accelerated mind action known, and it synchronizes our consciousness with Christ's mind. Prayer is our language of spirituality. And it seems that our soul just naturally seeks that experience of raising itself to the spiritual level where we can meet with that inner core of divinity. Prayer is a yearning, sort of like our human longing to go home, a desire maybe to be reconnected with what made us and sustains us. Now, it might be tempting sometimes to want to use prayer as the home shopping network to get stuff, to get money, a new job, a new love. But Eric Butterworth said, this is so cute, prayer is not a spiritual slot machine or a letter to Santa Claus. Prayer is not asking for things. It's the lifting of our consciousness to a place where those things are, where we merge qualities of God and allow God's life to be lived through us. As we take the high watch and pray, prayer changes us. As we change, the high watch can become our home. It's a natural environment. Just like those crazy mountain climbers that try over and over to summit Mount Everest, through our prayer practice, we can gradually acclimate to the altitude, just like they do. And with our prayer attitude, we can experience new and greater insights. As Dr. King said so beautifully, I have been to the mountaintop and I have seen the promised land. Now, the Bible tells us that our brother and wayshower Jesus frequently sought a higher perspective. Many times he went up into the mountains, often seeking out the wildest and most desolate spots where he could be assured of being left alone with God. Luke 6:12 says, in those days, Jesus went out to the mountain to pray, and he spent the night in prayer with God. And in Mark 1:35, early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and slipped out to a solitary place to pray. Jesus took his job seriously. So he prepared by praying up. And his seeking of time apart reminds me that he wasn't a superhero like we think of them today. He knew that to do his highest and best work and to keep on doing it, he had to refuel his spiritual energy by getting quiet and going within. Now, some folks might interpret Jesus going up the mountain as getting physically closer to that big old God in the sky. But as truth students, we know we get closer to God by going within and closing the door, seeking our own solitude. I grew up in the mountains, and my favorite Bible verse has always been Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes into the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. I know I yearn to get home to the mountains at least once a year, and it's sacred time for me. So I know there's something about a physical return to that high country that always helps me get my little life back into perspective. And maybe that elevated vision helps me see through the eyes of God. As one writer suggested, when we pray and have faith, God opens our eyes and we begin to see as God sees. When I was a little kid, I remember I used to spend hours lying on a quilt out in the grass in our yard. And I liked to get down at eye level with the ants and the grasshoppers and watch them all moving around. And with that childish image of God as the big old guy in the sky, it was easy to imagine him peering down into his little world, just like I was, smiling at the babies, maybe laughing at their foolishness, and certainly weeping right along with them in their troubles. Now, many years ago, I visited Hawk Mountain Sanctuary over in Pennsylvania. This trail leads up to a beautiful overlook, and you see a rolling, gorgeous green valley. And the hawks and the raptors take advantage of the thermal air currents that come up off of the valley floor, and they soar out, just supported by the air. Those hawks take off and swoop and float, entirely supported by the invisible. Sometimes we all just need the high watch to see our world and ourselves from a higher perspective and appreciate exactly what we have, like this beautiful planet and our wisdom to protect it. You know, I think when we get overwhelmed, we sort of get like those carriage horses down in Central Park wearing the blinders. But as we turn to God in prayer, we widen our horizons and we trust those invisible spiritual thermals that always support us. Emerson agreed. He wrote, "Prayer is the contemplation of the facts of life from the highest point of view. It's the Spirit of God pronouncing his work great." And if we agree with Emmett Fox that the best way to deal with any problem is to rise in consciousness, how do we take advantage of our prayerful mindset, make the most of this powerful elevation of heart to guide us to be a help in the world? Well, we do it with faith and with love and with understanding. We pray in the realization that we are children of God, created in Spirit's image and likeness, and filled with divine life and power and peace. Affirmative prayer reflects our certainty that we are each being led to our highest good despite any temporary appearances. Using affirmative prayer, we can visualize unlimited possibilities and potential. As we adapt to that altitude with our attitude of prayer, we can pray without ceasing. Now, we all live in a modern world, and we're not cloistered monks and nuns that devote endless hours to formal prayer and ritual. But come on, we know we're children of God, and we carry that consciousness with us all the time. Every minute can be lived in the awareness that God is in us and all around us. Unity poet James Dillett Freeman wrote, "We pray without ceasing when we can habitually meet whatever comes to us with faith and love, with a mind to draw from the event all that it has to give, and a willingness to do whatever needs to be done to make the best of it." I can hear Kathy Grant saying, "That's deep," right now. I'm going to say that again. We pray without ceasing when we habitually meet whatever comes to us with faith and love, with a mind to draw from the event all that it has to give, and a willingness to do whatever need be done to make the best of it. So let's get real here. Holding that high watch can be almost impossible some days, especially on those crazy days when, like, all the trains flood out in Manhattan. Oh my gosh. Or you get that notice from the bank that you have been scammed. Wow, you know what I mean. Several years ago, I had the pleasure of assisting our beloved Kathy Grant in the Absolute Abundance Prosperity course. It was created by Reverend Ken Daigle, who is in charge of the Unity at San Francisco. Reverend Ken's three steps for prayer are invoke the Spirit, affirm the solution, and give thanks. Now, if you know me, you know I'm going to bottom line this so we get it all down pat. Let's imagine that we're climbing up that mountain of stress and challenge, and you see a little sign that says, "High watch to prayer, this way." Well, we know there's only one way to go, and that's within. But suddenly, that big old backpack of troubles might seem a little bit lighter because we are headed in the right direction. We are choosing to pray now. We are invoking the Spirit. Affirm the solution is number two. So you follow the sign and you shift in one direction and you shift your thinking. And suddenly, we're in a place where we hand that backpack over to God. And we know that Spirit is going to be carrying it from now on. We know completely that whatever our trouble, whatever the prayer need, the solution is already being manifested. Affirm the highest and best solution is happening now. And number three, give thanks. Stretch your back out. Oh, wiggle your hands. Feel that release. Say hallelujah. Accept your good by being grateful in advance. Like Jesus said before he raised Lazarus from the dead, "I thank you, Father, that you have already heard me." Whatever your need, remember, you already have it down pat. Pray, affirm, and thanks, knowing it's already done in Spirit. And my friends, that's the high watch. And so it is. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Beverly, thank you. Thank you for sharing your insights with us today. As Becca said, it can be said that prayer is talking to God, and it can also be said that meditation is listening. So I'm going to lead us in a meditation today, and I want you to know that Kathy Grant is not only on the mountaintop, she is in the house. She's in the house today. She's always with me. So I invite you to close your eyes if you'd like, or simply keep your gaze on these beautiful twinkling little stars and take a breath. Just allow everything to melt away. Everything that has happened before this moment, just let it go. And bring yourself fully and completely to this moment. Just feel the chair supporting you. And feel your breath deepen, going deeper and deeper, and with each exhale, you drop your shoulders. As Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore said, we're going to headquarters. We're going to that place within us. I have been to the mountaintop, and I have seen the promised land. In a world so filled with brokenness and sorrow, it would be easy to lose ourselves in a never-ending grief, to be paralyzed by the enormity of suffering, to feel our hearts squeezed tight with hopelessness. But instead, this morning, right now in this place, God is in this place. Let us simply breathe together and hold our hearts open. Open to infinite possibility. Breathing in as our hearts fill with compassion. And breathing out as we pray for healing in our world and in our lives. Breathing in, opening ourselves to that transforming power of love. And breathing out as we pray for peace in our world and in our lives. Breathing in as we hold hope in our hearts. Breathing out as we pray for justice in our world and in our lives. Breathing in, we are the prayer. Breathing out, we are the healing. Breathing in, we are the love. Breathing out, we are the peace. Breathing in, we are the hope. Breathing out, we are the justice. In the book of First Chronicles, the prayer of Jabez is a simple one. Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory, that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from hurt and harm." And through faith, Jabez was granted what he asked. Calling on God transforms any sense of confusion into one of peace. The light of God is shining in and through me now. I choose to see God in the situation and in each other, recognizing that God is right here, right now, everywhere present, keeping me safe, secure. God is blessing us now, meeting our every need. Oh God, bless me, enlarge my territory, keep me from hurt and harm, in a place where there is peace instead of pain. May we know our strength May we be filled with courage. And may our love flow from us into this world like ripples in the pond. Bless me. Bless me. In the silence, bless me.
Territory, enlarge my territory. Bless me.